Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Prosen's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, president and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement, the author of the award-winning, multiple award-winning book, Kiss Theory Goodbye, and he's our good friend, Bob Prosen. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Bob, you're out there working with a number of business owners, business managers, CEOs of different size companies, many of them a lot like the folks who are listening to you right now on my show. And you got your ear to the ground, your finger on the pulse of what some of these folks are doing. And I'd like for you to share with my audience what you're seeing out there and see if it compares to what they've got going on.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. In fact, I was on the plane. It seems like the story of my life. I was on the plane last week thinking to myself, there's some commonalities in several of the clients that I'm working with. And that as I put my finger on it, I said, you know, they're getting really serious, Jim. They're making tough, tough decisions. Decisions mm-hmm. that are hard to make. They're personnel decisions. They're financial decisions. They're results decisions. People coming in off vacation to meet with senior management and talking to them seriously about what's going on in the business. Now, these aren't failing companies. These are all companies.
Why are they? Why do you feel like they're doing this? You're making it sound a little foreboding here.
Yeah, well, you know,
are you saying that they're girding their loins, they're battening down the hatches?
You know, I think that they're saying there's more we can do. And we see the competition is tougher. People are mm-hmm. fighting harder out there in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, you know, we play in that game really well, too. And even though they've gone through the tough times, they're not downsizing. They're not cutting staff. They're not cutting payroll at all. What they're saying
right.
is we want people to step up. And we want more results, and we want more accountability in the company. And I'm having evening meetings over at, you know, the small business president's home at night talking
mm-hmm.
about making tough personnel changes. They're
mm-hmm.
just ready. They're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them want a better quality of work life, by the way. They want to be able to spend less time at work, and they want their teams to step up.
Interesting.
And
what do you see this as? Is there some economic trigger, some demographic trigger? What do you seem to be seeing a lot of this? It sounds like. What do you think is triggering this?
You know,
is it the age? Are you talking to a lot of fourth quarter baby boomers, or what do you think?
Yeah, it's a good point. There's two things going on. The competition, as they talk to their competitors, they talk to their suppliers. All of them are more serious about the game. They're
yeah.
training their people more.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on sales training. They're working on leadership training. They're seeing that all just tighten up, and they're doing the same. And, you know, you raise a very good point. A number of these clients are kind of in their last half of their run.
Yeah, they're in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so they want to make sure they leave a fantastic company behind. Now, they're not ready to retire yet, but like you said, they're in the fourth quarter, and they want to make sure everything is solid so that their legacy is preserved.
Are you seeing – I'm going to hit you with this one more time. Are you feeling a little bit of palpable – anxiety in the marketplace right now?
Among I got to tell you.
Even the guys that are successful, even the ones who are doing good, are you feeling a little bit of unsettling out there?
Well, there is concerns because of some of the things that the U.S. is doing and some of the
right.
things they're seeing overseas. There's definitely that going on.
The reason I ask that question is because I wanted to get your take on this, because we have our poll that we took recently. We also report on the gold standard of small business sentiment polls, the NFIB survey, Bill Duckerberg's survey, and those two are showing a little bit of a softening of the conviction, or I should say the optimism of small business owners.
Well, there's probably some of that, Jim, but I personally like business owners that look over their shoulder and have a little bit of fear and trepidation anyway, because it keeps us
you know,
honest, right?
You're right about that. Let me tell you something. Anytime I start feeling a little bit fat and happy, it frightens the heck out of me. If I ever have a moment where I say, man, I like having a little breathing room, it scares me because I know something else is going to happen.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before that other shoe falls.
That's exactly right. There's no rest for the weary. There's no question about that. But this is very interesting. One of the things I'm wondering, Bob, and I'll ask you this question. I still believe, and this is what I've been focusing on now for several years and what I wrote a book about. I still believe that a lot of businesses still think that their first job is to be competitive with customers. And they're missing the fact that before, in the current age, before customers know whether you're competitive or not, they're ruling you out whether you're relevant to them or not. I'm still seeing that out there. What do you think?
Well, I can tell you, on two of my clients that are distributors, that's really happening because...
And they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with it, do they?
They're struggling because their customers want to go direct. They're trying to find their value. They're trying to find their place in the customer's heart. And they're struggling with that right now.
And are you... Now, another thing that I want to ask you about is you know, one of the things I've said for a long time is it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Are some of your folks thinking maybe we need to go to market in a completely different way?
Well, that is happening. That has been happening now for some time. They know they have to do it. Now, here's the key, Jim. Some of them don't know how.
Yeah.
They're just not sure what to do.
But probably because the first thing is they're hidebound.
Of course. Yeah,
and this is how Daddy did it.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why they're making some of the personnel changes.
Yeah. Well, now, those are the ones who get it. The ones who are making these changes, they're the ones who get it, as long as they're making it for the right reasons, right?
These ones are that, you know, you always have the rogue out there. But the companies that I'm dealing with, they're making it for the right reasons. And these are some people that have been with them for many, many, many years, Jim, and these are painful changes to make when they say, the company's grown, we've gotten better, we're reaching higher, and the person who's with us has gone to their full potential. They're maxed out.
Or they won't make the shift. They won't put the new track shoes on.
That is so true. And these are gut-wrenching decisions.
Yeah, they are. Hold on to that thought. I want to come back to that and talk a little bit more about that after this break. Give us your website again, Bob.
BobProsen.com, PROSEN.com.
You'll thank me later, folks, when you go there. I promise you, check that out. Also, Kiss Theory Goodbye, the multiple award-winning book by Bob Prosen. Quick break, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Oh, I love you more. It took me by surprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.